Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rodgers, timing route to the end zone. It's caught by Metcalf. Touchdown.
I mean, it's what we're supposed to do. You know, we got to make those plays. So we're not in those positions. You know, 14-0, we're feeling pretty damn good about ourselves. You know, we haven't been in the head by two scores yet and two drives, two touchdowns, starting fast for the third straight week. But, you know, I just didn't play great. And we kind of lost our rhythm, had too many penalties and negative yardage plays, and didn't make them pay when we had opportunities.
Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers following the game, following the victory, still kind of surreal, saying Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. He runs out there with his dopey-looking helmet, and he's warming up before the game, and it's like, damn, you got one of the great quarterbacks of all time, and he's on your team.
Yep.
And he played really damn well to start. How about this stat, though? Aaron Rodgers had 16 completions in the game. 11 of them came on the Steelers' touchdown drives. On the other 7 drives, he only had 5 completions. But I said I would say something nice about Rodgers. They're 0-3 if Aaron Rodgers isn't their quarterback. They needed to put a drive together at the end of the Jets game, and you have a great kicker, but that's a game-winning drive from Aaron Rodgers. And the offense didn't do anything after the second drive until, okay, well, shoot, it's crunch time, and Rodgers goes 4-for-4, gets him down the field, and it's a beautiful back shoulder throw to Calvin Austin.
Yep.
Agree or disagree, 0-3 without Rodgers, I think that's the case.
I do, too. And especially in this game, you talked about the back shoulder throw to Calvin Austin. I mean, the throw to DK Metcalf was just as impressive.
Oh,
I mean,
it's gorgeous.
You couldn't have thrown it in a better spot. If you throw it a little bit to the right, I mean, he's out of bounds. So, like, the throws and the precision that he has on his throws are some of the reasons why the Steelers have a winning record right now. That's stuff that we don't really look at and kind of break down. We look at the interceptions. We look at the overthrows. We look at, you know, some of the completions. But if you watch some of the throws that he does make and the precision of them, only he can make those throws. Ever. Honestly, in the history of the league, if you want to make that an argument.
I mean, the DK Metcalf throw is just absurd. It's just absurd. He is as accurate a passer as there's ever been in the history of the sport, and his arm is still as good as it's ever been. The mobility is not the same. We get it. He's not the same player he was 7, 8, 9 years ago. But damn, man, the pass to Calvin Austin, there's the hand signal. There's good communication. The second that ball left his hand, you knew it was going to be a touchdown.
Yep.
And it's a good adjustment, back shoulder throw by Calvin Austin, and then the one to DK Metcalf was just sublime. He was not great in this football game, but he made plays down the stretch to win the football game. That's why you brought Aaron Rodgers in, so that he could win you close games. And we've talked about this a bunch. We talked about it all offseason. You're not going to see Rodgers week in and week out carry the team. Week one, he did. He threw four touchdowns, and he had the game-winning drive. He was definitely not their biggest problem last week. And then this week, the offense goes dormant for most of the game. But when it's nut-cutting time, pay dirt time, he goes out there and he makes the plays. That's why you got Aaron Rodgers, and you'd be 0-3 without him. 412-928-9370. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Not to be forgotten, good job by Calvin Austin, because Calvin Austin could have arguably have lost them the game last week, and he makes the play of the game, catching that football to win the thing. I think they have a lot of concerns offensively. I don't know who they are, really, offensively. But while you're figuring it out, you're 2-1, and you've won these two games because of your quarterback. To the phones?
Yes, sir.
Wiz in Point Breeze. Good morning.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Carly. I concur with what you just said, that you got to get through these rough humps while this team is building. This is a whole new team. Did we not forget they didn't play preseason? And we argued that they should have. Now we know they should have played it. Just let them get these bumps and bruises out the way. And then come week 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, I think this team will be cruising to the playoffs in a good space. But just give us some time, man. The offensive line didn't give up no sacks yesterday. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers got knocked on his butt a few times, but there was zero sacks allowed. Like, let's not be so critical on the wins. They was in a hostile environment. Preseason, everyone was saying New England was going to be a good team. Now that we beat them, and let's not get away from the fact that these turnovers were caused by the defense. New England wasn't just giving the ball up. These defenders was punching the ball out. So let's give these guys some credit, man. It was a good team win, and we're going to keep building on these wins.
Thank you, Wiz.
It was a much needed win. But I agree with Wiz. Like, it is very early in the season. Now, do I have faith that they can put it together? I'm not going to go all the way and say yes, they can, but I've seen crazier things happen.
I don't think the defense played well. The offense definitely didn't play well, and you got the win. That's nice. I have more faith in the offense, I think, than the defense, which is crazy to think. But Rodgers, through three games, has been everything and then some. And I don't expect that not to continue. Like, they haven't run the ball in three games.
Mm-hmm.
They averaged 2.5 yards a carry again yesterday. They can't run the damn football. And the pass protection was better. Again, not to be confused with great. And yet, he still goes down, leads the game-winning drive. He still goes down. They've scored 17 out of a possible 21 points on opening drives. And this, without gelling, without really having an offensive identity, I think that this offense can keep getting better. Defensively, there's really nowhere to go but up. But I've seen Steelers' defenses wilt down the stretch before, too. So I've got more faith in this offense with Aaron Rodgers turning into a top half of the league unit than I do about this defense all of a sudden being what we thought it could be coming in. 412-928-9370. Not for nothing, Ray Fittipaldo gave Aaron Rodgers a B-minus grade for this game. I think that's probably fair.
Yeah, it's fair.
Middle portion of the game was UGLY, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly. But to start, spot him a 14-0 lead, and then you get the game-winning touchdown pass. Can't go lower than a B-minus.
Nope.
You know what? I'll give him a B.
Okay.
Let's go to Tiki in Scranton. I'll tell you what, that Ramondre Stevenson, he's got some Tiki Barber in him.
A little bit.
In that he fumbles all the damn time.
A little bit.
I will give Tomlin credit for that, too. They keyed on that all week. This guy fumbles. 7 times he fumbles last year?
Man.
If a Steelers running back fumbled 7 times in a season, he wouldn't be a Steelers running back the following year. That is a massive amount of fumbles.
And they like didn't play Henderson until like later.
Which I don't get. He impresses me.
Yeah.
Quinshon Judkins, by the way, scored for the Cleveland Brownies.
Yeah, did you see that chip block he had on Micah Parsons?
Dang.
Put him on his butt.
Dang. Those Browns are squirrely. Their game. It was a good defense.
Mm-hmm.
What?
We have a caller.
Tiki, sorry.
Hi, Tiki. That's okay. I was just sitting here ready to go to work, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to Mike Tomlin. I think that we are Steelers fans.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you, Tiki. 412-928-9370. Did she say, "I feel like we as Steelers fans," and then clear her throat loudly and then not say anything?
Yep. I think she was laughing. I think it was a prank call. It sounded legit when I screened it, but yeah.
That is a classic Steelers fan call. They want to say something nice about Tomlin, can't finish the sentence.
Yeah.
I just want to give Mike Tomlin a lot of credit. Give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I say the Steelers will be 0-3 without Aaron Rodgers. What do you say? 412-928-9370. And I've kind of glazed over it, or glossed over it, I guess. I've glossed over it, but a touchdown week one on the opening drive, that hadn't happened since 08. You get a field goal last week on the opening drive, and a touchdown this week on the opening drive, and then a touchdown on your next drive. They're getting out to fast starts offensively. Man, we haven't been able to say
forever. Yes.
The more I think about it, I think the Steelers are winning the Super Bowl, Doran. And last time they led off a season with a touchdown was 2008, won the Super Bowl.
Patriots.
Last time the Patriots gave the ball to the other team five times in a game, 2008, Matt Castle's team in Foxborough. Super Bowl. I mean, do we even need to watch the rest of the season? I think it's a fait accompli. Pittsburgh Steelers, your 2025-2026 Super Bowl champions.
I don't think that they're going to make the Super Bowl.
Well, won't you feel
silly?
But
they're
going
to leave enough on the bone for Aaron Rodgers to still be hungry to want to come back next
year. I like that.
It's going to be tantalizing.
He can still play.
Yeah.
Clearly can still play. And I think he's moved better these 2 weeks than he did week one.
Yes. More confident.
Yes. And he was complimentary of his offensive line after the game. We will hear Rodgers' thoughts on the O-line. We want your Rodgers calls coming up next at 412-928-9370. How do you feel about this Steelers quarterback? I think they'd be 0-3 without him. What say you?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's a group effort, and I've tried to take accountability the last couple of weeks on sacks that were probably my fault. Today I moved around just enough. Some things to clean up, but I have a lot of confidence in those guys. I thought Art did a good job keeping them off balance with some different protection schemes and some moving the pocket stuff. But I thought those guys played well. They were a little upset after last week, and I thought they played with a better attitude this week.
Advanced statistics would indicate that no Steelers offensive lineman gave up more than one pressure, and Zach Frazier and Isaac Seumalo didn't give up a single pressure, which means the Steelers gave up, by my math, three pressures. Look at me, Doran.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Look at me.
Yep.
Math.
Math.
That is a massive step in the right direction. Again, they're not perfect. And I don't think now all of a sudden we move forward and go, okay, Steelers fix their pass protection issues, because guess what's coming up the pike next week? Mike Flores.
Brian.
Who's Mike Flores?
I don't know.
There is no Mike Flores.
I don't know, but I will say this. You are definitely wrong. But I will say this. Going against a team that led the league in sacks, but you were very... Mike, wait. Where did you get Mike at?
I don't know.
Mike Flores.
I don't know where the hell comes from. I don't know that there's a Mike Flores.
I'm Mike Florio, you're thinking.
Ah, that's it. I mean, I'm still an idiot.
Yeah.
I was cocky because I did the math. I got the math right. I was so excited for myself, and then I screwed it up. He going to bring blitzes. You're right, though. The Patriots had 9 sacks in 2 games. If you would have asked me how many sacks the Pats were going to have in this game, I'd have told you at least 3.
Yep.
At least 3. Steelers gave up 7 coming in. They gave up none. That's great. I said that the Steelers would be 0-3 without Rodgers, and I believe that. They need to be better around Rodgers, or else he's not going to be able to keep this up. And what I mean by that is the Steelers had 53 rushing yards after the first quarter, Dor. End of the first quarter, 53 rushing yards. Like, holy hell, this is the best they've looked since Le'Veon Bell. They're on pace for 200 yards. They're grinding. And I thought it was evident those first two drives. I thought the line was pushing the Patriots off the spot, man. The Steelers finished with 64 rushing yards.
And it's not like they didn't try to run the football. They were trying.
My man, they had 11 rushing yards the rest of the game. That is abhorrent. And that's what I mean when I say they can't keep that up and expect for Aaron Rodgers to continue to bail you out, because he is going to get hit too much. I know that that didn't happen that way in this game, but if you can't run the football, Rodgers is going to get hit routinely.
I feel like they're missing one more back. Does that make sense at all? Like, I feel like they're missing a more... I don't even know what type of back that they're missing, but I feel like something is missing in the backfield. Now, I know the offensive line needs to get pushed and everything, but like whenever I watch running backs around the league, they don't remind me of like what the Steelers have.
I think Jalen Warren's pretty damn good.
I do too, but like I feel like that they're still missing something.
You know what they're missing?
Najee.
Yeah.
The consistent, bigger back. Like, yeah, like something seems... one missing piece there.
I was hoping Trey Sermon could have added something to that effect in that game, and then he didn't do anything.
No. Did he even get a rep at running back? No.
I don't think so. I haven't seen the snap counts yet in full. I've seen some Steelers beat writers like Nick Farabaugh tweet out some of the snap counts. Like, Jalen Warren played 43%. Or excuse me, he played 43 snaps. Kenneth Gainwell played 14. So Warren got 80% of the snaps. That's the highest he's received in a game in his entire career. We were calling for that, too. And that's not to say we don't like Kenneth Gainwell. And Kenneth Gainwell scored a touchdown. Our guy Chris Carter, he nailed it. He told us to bet on that. And we didn't. I didn't. Did you?
No.
Damn it.
No.
Wanted at least one of us to make money. I hope some of our listeners out there did. But we asked for that. Like, let's get Jalen Warren going. Play him more than Kenneth Gainwell. This should not be a timeshare. This shouldn't be 1A, 1B, and they did that. But I think you're right. I do think they miss the consistent plow-ahead guy that is going to get you a couple of yards after contact. And I know that Warren, he wound up having 80-some-odd yards in this game again. He was, I think, really good individually. But they only averaged 2.5 yards a carry.
Yeah.
Not that Harris was ever the big yards-per-carry guy, but... sometimes you need to get that head up in there.
Right. Like I, you know, I can go back on this because I said that I didn't even want this guy at all because I thought he was taxed. But watching Cam Scataboo last night, like, I'm like, man, if you switch spots with him and Caleb Johnson, you draft Scataboo. Like, he's that guy. Like, you know, he's going to get you that yard.
I think what we're saying is, you need guys who are going to create when you're getting hit routinely in the backfield.
Outside of Warren.
Right.
And Gainwell, then he can be his natural third down. Be the natural third down back. I feel like they're missing something.
Yes. And Caleb Johnson should be that guy.
Exactly.
He's supposed to be that guy.
Exactly.
And he got benched. I mean, shoot.
He didn't even have a hat, right?
He did.
Oh, he did have a hat?
He did. They dressed 4 running backs in this game.
Gotcha.
But unless I missed him on special teams, he didn't play.
Like, even though the Patriots have their issues and the fumbling issues, like, they have 3 backs. that can all do something different. Like, that's what I feel like the Steelers are missing. Like, even a Gibson, who's the backup, or a Henderson, you know, somebody that just is a little bit different that can go in there and create a spark. I feel like they're missing that guy.
Yeah, because Jaylen Warren, I just said it about Aaron Rodgers. If you can't run the ball, Aaron Rodgers can't be Superman. He's 41 years old. He's been hit a lot through three games, better this game, didn't get sacked in this game, but he's taken too many hits. The Rodgers we see now ain't going to be the Rodgers we see at the end of the season if that continues to be the case. And I think you can make the same argument for Jaylen Warren. If Caleb Johnson's not going to factor into this, Kenneth Gainwell is a third down back, and I think now he's nestled into that role. They used him a little too much those first two games. I think they even saw the flaw in their ways. If Jaylen Warren's going to play 80% of the snaps and he's going to get 18 carries, which is a career high, and a lot of them he's going to have to make yards after contact, he's not going to be the same player at the end of the year either. You might have to play Caleb Johnson just to see if he's got it, man. And if you're not going to do that, then you need to play Trey Sermon just here and there. And this was the perfect scenario to do that, dude. They're up 14-0. You're up 14-0. Let's get a back in. Put Caleb Johnson in for a couple of carries and see if he can get something going there. Put Trey Sermon in there for a couple of carries, see if he can get something going there. And again, I know that we argued for more Jaylen Warren. I'm not saying play him 60% of the time instead of the 80 that you did, but mix in another guy because I think sometimes less can be more, at least from a carry standpoint, for Warren.
Mm-hmm.
He's never shown he could be the bell cow. And I worry about him wearing down as the season goes on.
Yep.
412-928-9370.
Or even if he goes down. Knock on wood.
Oh, my God.
Like,
and now Caleb Johnson your guy? Probably not. Probably going to be Kenneth Gainwell.
He's going to be a second.
Yeah. You were on this before anybody else. You were on this before anybody else. That this running back room was giving you some heebie-jeebies. And here we are three games in, and it's hard to disagree with that. You got a guy you drafted in the third round that was a quote-unquote great fit for the scheme, and he's pretty much benched by game three.
We're not going to see him for a long time.
Yeah, you're probably right, and I don't know that that's the smart thing to do. However, I've so often criticized Mike Tomlin for lack of accountability, it'd be hard for me to talk out of both sides of my mouth. My guy screwed up a game.
I mean, if he goes in there and he fumbles or something, then that's it.
Well, then you're worried about his confidence in the long term.
Yeah. You have to tread lightly here.
We'll keep talking about the Steelers running game. The phone lines are popping on this at 412-928-9370. It looked like they had it going. And then all of a sudden, dried up real quick. Angela in Beachview, Dan in Pittsburgh, others waiting patiently on hold. We'll get the ins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Robert Spillane had 15 tackles.
Dang.
And a pick. He's the greatest linebacker of all time, this Robert Spillane. 15 tackles, one of them a TFL. And like I mentioned, he had that pick. I don't think Rodgers thought he could jump. Just calling it like I see it. Oh my, didn't think our guy could get off the ground, Bobby Spillane. Nice to see Robert have a nice game and a loss. He usually just didn't play well when the Steelers would lose back in the day. That guy's made some money in his career.
Yeah, he has with Vegas and now, for sure.
Yes, Harry?
Speaking of stats, you want to go over the odds and ends results?
Sure.
Adam and Doran, out of a possible 21 points, tied with 10. But Callis won with 13.
Whoa!
So we all have one win now. We're all tied for first place.
Caffeine Callis.
Mm-hmm.
Are you drinking caffeine this morning?
No, I told you the vending machine's broken.
Figure it out. We need more of you.
You like that better?
We need more Caffeine Callis. So the Steelers averaged, and we'll take some calls on this, 2.5 yards per carry. That is no good. That is in line with where they've been. Last week, what was it, 3.4? Week before that, it was in the twos. Now it's 2.5. However, on the final drive of the game for the Steelers, the non-kneel down drive, the touchdown drive, Rodgers to Calvin Austin, on a second and two, handed off, 6 yards, first down. First down run, 5 yards. Set yourself up for a second and manageable. And then on a third down and two, they actually ran the ball for 4 yards. Am I being too critical of the running game? Because they did, on that final drive, actually move it a little bit.
I don't want to say too critical, but I mean, it's. I think everything is moving in the direction, in somewhat the right direction. Like, it's flickering that it wants to, like, point in the right direction. If you look around. I mean, look at the zero sacks.
Yeah.
The running game is getting better. It looked better, at least aesthetically, you know, pleasing in a way that you haven't seen it pop that like that throughout the season so far. So I don't think you're overly critical, but I think you're rightfully critical in what they've been doing in the run game or what they did in the run game yesterday.
Yeah. I thought first quarter they did everything they wanted to do on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Patriots adjusted, and then they didn't. But early, to get them out to that good start, they ran it, and they finished the drive. They finished the game on that final drive, running the ball fairly effectively. Baby steps.
Yeah.
Still concerned. Still looking for another back that you can really mix in there with Jaylen Warren, and you would hope that that would be Caleb Johnson, but they did take a little bit of a step forward, for sure. Angela in Beachview next up. Hi, Angela.
Hello, guys. Well, Rodgers had what, 15, 16 receptions yesterday?
He had 16 completions, yeah.
Yes, but he was clutch when it counted. I was kind of shocked but happy. Arthur Smith seemed to be calling the right plays, and then the offense disappeared. I don't know what happened there. My concern is, what is it, 2 weeks in a row now? Your main running back has more reception yards than any of your wide receivers. I'm a bit concerned about that for sure.
Yeah, that is well said. And it still has you wondering, thank you, Angela, still has you wondering about this wide receiver room.
Mm-hmm.
Jaylen Warren had 34 yards. He's the Steelers' leading rusher, leading receiver. Excuse me, tied with Calvin Austin, who had 3 catches for 34 yards. Jonnu Smith 3 for 23. Metcalf 3 for 32. Gainwell 1 for 10, and Freiermuth 1 for 6.
I mean, DK Metcalf, and tell me if I'm wrong here. Every route that has been completed to him has been the same every game. There hasn't been one route that has been different. Like, in the end zone, it's like a jump ball. You know, you get the quick screen, the now screen, where he just turns around and runs. And then you have everything from probably 10 yards and under. Every route that he has caught this year or dropped, it's been the same. There hasn't been anything that's different. He hasn't run a dig route, hasn't run a deep post, hasn't run a, you know, a go route, really. They tried the one time, but everything's kind of the same with him. You got to mix it up a little bit.
And you know what, man? I'm happy you brought that up. Because, look, I've said already today that they would be 0-3 without Rodgers. They're not taking any deep shots.
No.
They're really not throwing the ball down the field at all. Now, I know Rodgers had said after last game that the Steelers couldn't run the Seahawks out of their cover two shell. They were playing cover two early, and the Steelers did run the ball, and then they did bring the safeties down, and then they didn't attack deep. I don't know if it's because you get conservative, because you're up 14-0. I don't know what the deal was. But When you get them out of that, take some shots. We have not seen shots, and we're used to seeing shots. Even when they've been bad, even with Kenny, even with Trubisky, even with Mason, last year with Fields and with Russ, you would look at the throwing charts after the game. There'd be zero in the middle of the field, and that's changed now, which is good. But you'd see a million different shots down the sideline. Mm-hmm. You're not seeing that right now. So they need to be able to stretch the field vertically, and we just haven't seen a ton of it. 412-928-9370. Dan in Pittsburgh. Others waiting patiently on hold. We'll get to you guys coming up next. Your thoughts on Steelers 21, Patriots 14. 412-928-9370. We'll give out some game balls, too. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. Steelers Vikings coming up in Dublin. 9:30 a.m. kick here in Pittsburgh, Dorn.
That's correct.
You can do a little kegs and eggs?
Yeah, maybe. Are you? Well, what time is it there?
It'll be 5 hours after 9:30.
2 o'clock. 2:30.
Thank you.
2:30?
Thank you. 2:30 kick Dublin time. Probably have a couple of Guinness.
Mm-hmm.
Probably eat a little bit. Get the stomach lined. I don't like getting all ripped up at games. I don't. I like to have my wits about me.
In Ireland, though?
Yeah, that might be the rub.
Different.
That might be the rub. That might be the rub. What's your face? What are you?
You know, I just remember, because my girlfriend and I were talking about this the other day, you got pretty juiced up at the Pirates opening day game this year. So much so that when you saw me and my girlfriend together, you just saw us together and you just started crying.
Did you really?
I was so happy for their young love.
He was crying over our...
I didn't see that part.
Yeah, he was crying. Because I like put a bottle in my mouth and my girlfriend laughed and Crowley's like, oh, that's so beautiful. He's doing stupid stuff and look at her. She loves it.
It was one of the dumbest things I had ever seen and she loved it and I was like, they're perfect for each other.
Yeah. So I don't want to hear you don't like getting juiced up, you know. Little pops.
Well, that game didn't matter. That's the difference. How about this, too? Permanis is going to be served in Dublin next Saturday and Sunday. Available at the Croke Park Hotel in Dublin, located a tenth of a mile from Croke Park Stadium where the Steelers will be playing. And our friends at Saloni's, who make the bread for Permanis, told us they sent their recipe to the folks in Ireland, as did Permanis, so it's authentic Pittsburgh food in Dublin.
Nice.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going over there with a camera. Well, I guess my phone. It's 2025.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do some man-on-the-street stuff.
Okay.
I got to talk to Irish people about the coleslaw and sandwiches and just see what they have to say.
That'd be good. Yeah. That'd be real good.
I mean, Saloni's does it up, baby. Now, am I going to eat it? Yeah, of course I am. Of course I am. You kidding me? Couple of pints and some Permanis before the Steelers lose by a million to the Vikings?
That's a nice touch.
Oh, it's a great touch. And I've seen there's a guy I follow who works for the NFL Ireland or whatever, which I didn't even know was a thing until like 6 months ago. Dublin is all decked out. There's Steelers stuff everywhere. There's Viking stuff everywhere. All the pubs, they got the big Steelers flags. It'll be fun.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time, man.
I'm terrified.
You'll be all right. You'll be fine.
7.5 hour plane ride. You know me. This is me normally.
Uh-huh.
Anxious, vibrating,
uh-huh.
Nervous about everything, including my own shadow. Now imagine me in a giant steel tube over the Atlantic Ocean.
For a long time.
Yeah.
No way off.
Correct.
No cigarettes.
Yep. Can't sleep on planes either. Never have been able to. Yeah.
Oh.
But it'll be fun when we get there.
Hmm.
Except I'll worry about that. My wife thinks I'm going to get pickpocketed.
Pickpocketed?
I know.
They do that over there?
I mean, I guess they could do it anywhere.
So why does she think you, of all people, are going to get pickpocketed?
Look at me! What do you mean me? Of course it's me.
What if you caught somebody pickpocketing you? What would you do?
You give that back
give
right
it back.
Now. You give that back right now, you. Hey, lad. Hey, lad, give it back.
What if they just took off? Would you chase after?
You could make it really awkward if you just started crying.
Oh, man, I just came over here for 5 days. Please don't do it. She told me to put my wallet in my front pocket. So I guess that's what I'll be doing. I hate that.
Like, somebody won't just come up to you and reach in your front pocket. If somebody's getting pickpocketed, they feel like that they could take advantage of the person, like, regardless.
I'll have to wear one of those men bags.
Like, Mike Tyson's not getting pickpocketed.
That's right. Doran Dickerson, not getting pickpocketed.
I think it's partially distracting, too. Maybe you need a partner who can distract you enough where the person can just sneak up behind you.
Oh, you're saying it's a two-man game.
It could. I mean, it could be. It's easier to do it with two people, I think, because the one person can distract. But I'd actually agree with you. It is easier to pickpocket out of the back, I would think, than the sides.
Yeah, I would think so.
Or the front pockets, yeah.
Texter, there's a live 24-hour webcam on EarthCam outside one of the bars in Dublin. I hope I see Crowley on it. Hope there's no audio. I don't need the audio. Texter, get some edibles in you before the flight. Come on.
That's even worse, probably.
Oh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'll be trapped inside myself while I'm trapped inside of that plane. No friggin' way, dude.
You'll be seeing visions of me circling around your head.
Oh, that would be... You want to talk about my personal hell? It would be being stoned on edibles on an airplane.
You'd lose it. They'd have to get you. They'd have to kick you off, probably, because you'd freak out.
We'd turn around. We get to like to the Jersey coast and they'd be like, oh, we got to turn this guy around, get his ass off the plane.
Oh man!
Oh, I would lose my mind. All right, 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Let's give out some game balls when we come back, and I think one game ball from me will surprise a lot of people, Doran. First, though, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's going to be warm today, high 80 degrees. Low is 66, 60% chance of rain.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.